In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. In our society, we hear often the question of what is the meaning of Christmas. There are many definitions given. Some of them are quite foolish. What is the meaning of Christmas? Since this is the day that we celebrate our Lord's incarnation, the nativity of the Lord, it is a good thing to reflect upon what is the meaning of our Lord's birth. Well, to know this, you must know yourself. You must feel within you what kind of person you are. You must know that there's stuff that's missing from you. You must feel a great lack in you. You must have a great desire to become better. This must be deep in the soul. God put it there, but it often gets obscured by all the various things about the world, whether it be our duties or busyness or wealth or jealousy or any of the passions. But the Lord put a desire for Him inside us. The law of God is written in our hearts. But you must feel deeply a need. And that need can only be fulfilled by our Savior. And if you feel this need deeply, then when you read the Scriptures, they will come alive to you. And you will see they're speaking about you, about your need. This is what the Scriptures say today and yesterday and really every day. But the Scriptures, especially the epistles, are extremely rich in Christological content. Because, of course, we are celebrating the birth of our Savior. And there are many things to know about this. I'm not talking about the story now. The story is very, very edifying to know because it has many lessons for us. But the reason the Lord came is outlined today in Galatians. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, born under the law. The fullness of time means that God became man at the right time. There was a preparation period. The prophets spoke of Him. Many things had to happen. A virgin had to give birth. And it was the proper time for the Lord to come. And God, meaning the Father, sent forth His Son, His only begotten, begotten before all ages. As much God as God the Father and the Spirit are God, but choosing to obey His Father and to become man, perfectly man, as much as we are man, but also all the while remaining God, made of a woman, meaning that He became man, because a woman gives birth to another human being. Under the law, made under the law. Now, this you might think is referring to the Jews, and it is, but as so many times in the Scriptures, things that refer to the Jews also refer to us, the Gentiles, all mankind, because we're all born under the law. The law is, in the Old Testament time, and St. Paul is very explicit about this, was our schoolmaster to tell us what's wrong with us. The law really is in here. It's in your heart. Because you know what's right and wrong. You know the things that shrink your heart and things that expand it. You know that when you have certain feelings, there's this ugliness inside you and darkness. That's the law acting in you. That's the Lord revealing to you about right and wrong. You must learn to listen to this law. And the apostle goes on to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now this was the Son of God. God by nature and a Son of God by nature, who came to earth so that we could become sons and daughters, not by nature, that's not possible, but by adoption, by incorporation into His family. This is a marvelous thing. Because when someone becomes adopted into a family, he has all the prerogatives of that family. The father gives unto his adopted son as much as to his natural son. So we are adopted as sons. And then, what does this do? The apostle answers this question. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. The Spirit of His Son is referring to the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit belongs to Christ as much as to the Father. They all belong to one another. They are all God perfectly. And the Holy Spirit comes to us. And what happens? This is a marvelous thing. One can barely say it without intense compunction. The Spirit of His Son into your hearts crying, Abba, Father. We can call the Creator of the universe Father. And we can be worthy of that name and that calling because of His Son. It would not be possible without Him. But because He came, He taught us, and He showed us how to live as He taught. We can become such that we can be in His presence and not be afraid, not be overcome, but be with Him and say, Abba, Father. Are there any more beautiful words in all the Scripture than Abba, Father? If we understand what it means. Now remember, a son should be like his father. So if we call our God a Father, that means we're becoming like Him. This is only possible because of His Son. And also, in synergy with His Son and the things that God has done for us, our desire, our knowing that within us there's stuff that shouldn't be there. There's darkness instead of light, and cold instead of warmth. God came so that that could be changed. The darkness and the cold, we know by other names. We call them sin. Sin keeps us from being able to call, say, Abba, Father, with full conviction, with full happiness. But as we live our life and God helps us, then we can say Abba Father with more confidence and more feeling and more compunction and love. And because we can cry Abba Father, the apostle tells us, wherefore we are no more a servant. He's skipping ahead now. The Son comes, the Spirit is sent, you can cry Abba Father, but it's a progressive thing. It gets better with time, with our effort. And then we are no more servants. Remember how the Lord said to His disciples that they're no longer servants but friends? That was because of their trying process, because of their proving process, because of the things they had learned. And really, it takes an entire lifetime to learn about goodness. Because you must do it to learn about it. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Having all things that God has, they are all given to us. Now that is the meaning of Christmas. But it's only achievable for us if we feel a need within us. You must feel this need. You must every day think, I am far from perfection. But also know that perfection is also very near for you. Because Christ has come, He abides in your heart, the Spirit of God has been sent to you. All you need do is struggle, and when you fall, get back up, and the Lord will help you. And over time, you will become perfected. And there won't be any of those things inside you that are dark and cold. And why is this possible? Galatians speaks of what happens with the Lord coming. But especially the Epistle of Hebrews speaks about why it happens, some of the mechanism of how it happens. It's important to know these things. I was having a discussion with someone some time ago, and I think the point is well taken, that many of us do not know our faith. And if asked things that are basic things, would not answer correctly. In fact, would answer heretically. We should know the basic things of our faith. Jesus Christ is God and man, perfectly God and perfectly man, having two natures, because there is a human nature and a divine nature. The natures cannot be mixed, because if you mix the natures, then somehow God changes. God can't change, and man can't be God. And that He was born of a virgin, and that the Holy Trinity is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All persons equally God, one in essence and undivided. And also understanding what it means that Jesus Christ became man. Perfectly man, just like we are. But there's one thing He did that we could not do, and that we will be able to do now. And that is to not sin. He lived, tempted in all things as we are, but He did not sin. So that we could be made capable. He changed human nature by assuming it. And He showed us the way to live. Let's look a little bit at just one of the epistles of Hebrews, because it's important to know our faith. St. Paul says, "For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." What that is speaking of is he that sanctified is our Lord Jesus Christ, and they that are sanctified are us. To be sanctified is to be set apart for a holy purpose. And it says that they are one. In that, our Lord is man, and we are man. He assumed our nature. And in that way, we are one. And then, because He assumed our nature, we can, as it were, begin to assume the attributes of His nature. Of course, we can't assume His nature because He's God. But we can become like Him. We can become good in our hearts. And that will bring us peace. And it says then that He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Brethren, because why? We are adopted as sons. Later on, the apostle says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same." Again, a declaration that he is perfectly man while remaining perfectly God. Why did he become man? The apostle says that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What does sin do? Sin kills. Sin causes death. And what is death? Death is to not know God. God is everywhere. But if we do not have the capacity to know Him, we're dead. Now, there is death in us as well as life, because we do not know God as we should. So there is death operating in us. But our Lord is helping us so that only life will be in us. He died to sin, meaning He broke the bonds of sin. He broke that hold that sin has over us. We're capable of conquering anything. Is there anything in your life that you can't master right now? Right now, perhaps. But it is dogma that you can master it. No, it doesn't come easily. It doesn't just come by wishing it or saying an occasional prayer or coming to church once in a while or going about your business. It comes through feeling a deep need and turning to the Lord with heartfelt desire. And then showing through the way you live that you're serious. But everything is conquerable. Everything in your life. Because He died and killed death. And again, the apostle reiterates, it's important. There's a reason why, by the way, there's repetition in the scriptures and in our services. There are only a few things important in life. Only a few. So we better get those really well down. Well, the way to really get them down is to repeat them in different ways, different language, different turns of phrase. But basically the same story is said over and over in the scriptures and in our services. It's a simple story. We need God. And God became man so that we could have Him. And so, He repeats again when He says that He delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage, that bondage of sin. For verily He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ is not some sort of apparition. There are heresies that believe that. There are heresies that believe He looked like man. There are heresies that believe that He was a man that kind of became God-like. There's a hundred different ways that the person of Jesus Christ has been blasphemed. But we are Orthodox, so we should know. He is God and man, perfectly God and perfectly man, having two natures. One divine and one human. And His divine nature has changed His human nature and therefore our human nature so that it can be perfected. And His human nature now is perfected. This is the meaning of Christmas. For He, in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to help them that are tempted because He became man. So we're celebrating the birth of the God-man, Jesus Christ. But it's not a one-day event. It's not even a 12-day event. It is spoken of every single day in our services. It is really on every page of the Gospel, every page of the Epistles, and every page of the Old Testament. Christ is there everywhere. And it's always about that He wishes us to be saved and showing us the way to do it. He's already made it possible, but we've got to follow that way. So may God help you to follow this way. And may God help your Abba Father to become stronger and stronger so that it obliterates everything else. All sin, all death, all darkness, all sadness. Let it only be in your heart, Abba Father. Because of the coming of His Son. Amen.